So, in between sophomore and junior year of college, we had a neighbor who was a shipping agent for this German container shipping line. And he called my dad and said, "Does Diane want to work on a ship for the summer?" And of course, my father said yes, and then called me to find out if I actually did. But I was facing, like, I was a hostess at Roy Rogers with the polyester, Western gear. And I was like, yeah, absolutely. Of course, I want to work on a container ship. So we got into it, I think, without knowing what it was. It was a German container ship, 26 German men and me.
Why did that guy think it was a good idea for you, a 17-year-old girl, to work on a container ship with a lot of German
In
men?
retrospect, I think he and my dad thought, what an amazing adventure. How cool would it be to not be stuck in Westfield, New Jersey, and be working at Roy Rogers and travel the world? I think they and I had this fantasy of what it would be.
What'd you do? What was your job? Did you swab the
I
decks?
did, literally. It's like, no, seriously, I actually did. I mopped those halls, 8 or 9 floor. I cleaned the bridge, so every morning at 6 o'clock, before the captain came on duty, I had to go up to the bridge and clean the bridge. I set up the officers' mess, the dining room for the officers. I mended linens.
Wow.
The fact is, they did it as a favor for this guy. Part of what I realized was no one liked me because I was this, entitled, middle class, in their mind, rich. Not in fact rich, but in their mind rich, kid who was doing this like for summer vacation because, oh, that would be fun and cool. And it's just not a good thing to have a woman on a small ship.
Were you a target because you were one of the only women? Like, did
Yeah,
men want to date you?
yes, and date wasn't the word I would use. And it wasn't the word they used. But the good news is that because I was there at the courtesy of the shipping agent, the captain got word from the higher ups at the shipping line, hands off, behave. So no one bothered me until about halfway to the canal, halfway after, at some point around the canal, one of the guys said to me, "Look, if you could just tell us who you're going to sleep with, it would make this much easier. We wouldn't have to fight. We wouldn't have to like put all this effort in vying for your attention. The tension could go away." And when I said no one, then no one talked to me.
Oh, that's it.
The officers were nice.